You're listening to SBS News.
Posters, balloons and cuddly toys filled Sydney Airport as two Syrian refugee families arrived in Australia for the first time. They were met with smiles and hugs by their community support groups, who will help them to resettle in their new homes. One of the new arrivals, Shadi El Daoud, says his family is feeling a lot of emotions.
We are very happy. We are overjoyed. The situation is completely different here to the Middle East, and we hope this will be a great beginning. The last 20 days when they told us we were travelling felt like years. We were waiting for the moment when our dream would be fulfilled. We have been waiting for the past 5 or 6 years, and now we are here.
The families are the first to arrive under the new Community Refugee Integration and Settlement Pilot, otherwise known as CRISP. It's inspired by a similar Canadian initiative, which has allowed more than 325,000 refugees to build their lives in safety over the past 40 years. The CRISP program will enable community groups across Australia in both regional and metro areas to provide guidance to newly arrived refugees. Goulburn Refugee Support Group member Michelle says they help to make the transition to a new life a positive one.
Just helping them settle in and, you know, setting them up with really essential basic things like a bank account and, you know, helping them get into their home and introducing them to daily life. Yeah, things like that, and then we'll deal with more complicated things as time goes on.
Those who arrive under CRISP are referred by the United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, and come to Australia as permanent residents. Once in Australia, they'll be eligible for government-funded English classes, Centrelink and Medicare. Although a bright future lies ahead, past memories can remain. Shadi Al Daoud's family was displaced in Iraq for a number of years. His wife, Ramia Al Romain, says she worries for her two children, 10-year-old George and 7-year-old Eleanor, who were born during the war in Syria.
I don't like to talk a lot about it in front of the kids, about the bombings and the war. But the situation was really hard. Even after we went to Iraq when it was New Year's and we heard the fireworks, the kids were really scared. And they thought they were bombs.
Goulburn Refugee Support Group member Maggie says they're grateful to be able to lend a helping hand.
We often look at the news and we feel overwhelmed by crises unfolding globally, but tonight we actually get to participate in a solution that ordinary Australians get to participate in. It's very, very exciting.
Globally, there are more than 27 million refugees, and UNHCR predicts more than 2 million of those will need resettlement this year alone. From now until 2025, the Australian CRISP pilot program will accept 1,500 refugees. The federal government wants to see that number increase over time to 5,000 annually. Immigration Minister Andrew Giles says refugees supported by the CRISP program will be counted under Australia's existing humanitarian intake for now.
There will be more to come, and as I said, I'm really keen to see this program expanded both in terms of its scope, but also expanded so that it is additional to the program of refugee and humanitarian resettlement.
About 60 groups have already signed up to CRISP, but the organisation's CEO, Lisa Button, says 300 will be needed over the next 3 years.
You need to get a group of five or more adults together. You all need to be living more or less in the same geographic community. And then let us know that you're ready as a group to get involved. We'll put you through a little bit of training so that you feel well equipped to do this work, and ask you to provide police and working with children checks so that we can verify that it's safe for the refugee families. And then we'll match you up with a family arriving from overseas that's referred into the program through the UNHCR and the Australian government.
Afghan refugee and former coach of the women's Afghan Premier League team, Khorzand Yousafzai, was assisted by a precursor program last year. He says it's changed his life.
Helping with filling the form for families, They invite me for dinner, for lunch, and they're every day they are talking to me. They're asking me any kind of problem you have, any kind of help, assist. I'm not feeling alone. I feel like I have a family here.
He understands how important local support is and welcomes the new arrivals.
I say welcome to them. I'm so happy for them. It's a very big feeling that I feel that, because I was one of them that I came here from unsecure place to the secure place. I'm so happy for them.
Other refugee organisations are hopeful the power of people will persist and more sponsors will get involved. Asher Hirsch is from the Refugee Council of Australia.
People already have social networks. They know their local community. They might be able to help find a job much quicker. It's that social capital that really helps people have a head start in resettling in the new country, and that's what's really exciting. It's no longer refugees doing it on their own, but the community coming around them and supporting them.
Additional refugee families from Afghanistan, Syria and Myanmar are expected to start arriving in Australia over the next few weeks.